This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Doris Duncan is up to her elbows in pelicans. The executive director of the Sonoma County Bird Rescue Center, Duncan is on her second tour of duty in the Gulf Coast, helping to clean, revive, and release some of the wildlife that has been imperiled by the BP oil disaster.
The first time I came to help build the center and organize things, and I was also on the search and rescue team. And in the first 3 weeks, we were out on boats. We didn't really find that many birds that we could catch. The oil wasn't really in here yet. And then when I came back, the first thing that hit me was the smell when I walked through the door, and there were big plywood boxes, 8x8s full of pelicans that were oiled. So we right away started washing and training more people, and that's what we do every day now.
Working through those 400 pelicans has been a slow, delicate task, Duncan says, and it's being done in a hastily assembled facility in Venice, Louisiana, a few miles up the Mississippi River from the Gulf of Mexico itself.
We do about 32 birds a day. We're set up with two wash stations. I mean, it took a long time just to get that much here. Since it was an emergency situation, there wasn't a wildlife center already built. We had to actually build it inside of a warehouse. There's about 60 people that work in the facility. When I first started, there was probably about 23.
And there are more than enough birds there, 95% of them pelicans, to keep the full crew working.
We pre-treat them with a methyl solate, and it helps cut through the oil. And then they marinate for about 15 minutes. Then they get taken to the spray station, which is what I do. It's kind of like a powered nozzle with Dawn detergent on a garden nozzle. They get sprayed, and then they go into the wash, three different tubs of Dawn solution, and get scrubbed real good. Then they get rinsed really good, and then they go to the drying area. And the whole washing process takes about 45 minutes each bird. So last week, between two stations, always fully operating, we washed 247 birds, which is really, really good.
This multi-step process is necessary, Duncan says, because the thick crude coating the birds is so viscous.
It doesn't have much smell. I've not noticed any smell. It's very sticky. I wear full Tyvek and a yellow rubber apron and blue gloves all the way up to my shoulders and a face shield. It's kind of like being in a car wash all day. I just clean them, and it sticks to everything, but once you use the Dawn solution, it works pretty good.
It's physical work, too. Duncan compares wrangling the pelicans to wrestling with a feisty three-year-old in size and weight, but she believes the big birds still appreciate the care they're getting.
They struggle and put up a little bit of a fight, but if you're an experienced handler and you know how to hold them, they're kept pretty safe. I think they know we're doing a good job with them. When you see these birds in the pen and when you're walking by and they look up at you with their eyes, and you know they're going to get washed and clean and released back to the wild, it makes it all worth it.
Duncan will come home to Sonoma County on July 3rd, but she anticipates making repeat trips back to the Gulf Bird Cleanup Center every 2 to 3 months for as much as another year. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.